Message number 44, The Man-Child, The War in Heaven, and the Overcoming Saints. Roman numeral number 1. She brought forth a son, a man-child, who is to shepherd all the nations with an iron rod. And her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Revelation 12:5. A. Brought forth here signifies resurrection, as in Acts 13:33-34. That God has fully fulfilled this promise to us, their children, in raising up Jesus, as it is also written in the second Psalm. You are my son, this day I have begotten you. And as to his having raised him up from the dead, no longer to return to corruption, he spoke in this way, I will give you the holy things of David, the faithful things. 1. The man-child is composed of the overcoming saints who have died and been resurrected. 2. This is proved by the words unto death in Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they loved not their soul life even unto death. B. In the Bible, woman signifies the weaker one and man the stronger one. 1. The man-child in Revelation 12 signifies the stronger part of God's people. 2. That the man-child is to shepherd all the nations with an iron rod indicates that the man-child consists of the overcomers as mentioned in 2:26-27. And he who overcomes and he who keeps my works until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations, and he will shepherd them with an iron rod, as vessels of pottery are broken in pieces, as I also have received from my Father. C. To be caught up is to be raptured. 1. The rapture of the man-child differs from that of the majority of the believers, which is mentioned in 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Then we who are living, who are left remaining, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus, we will be always with the Lord. 2. There, the majority of the believers are raptured to the air, and at the last trumpet, which is the seventh trumpet. 3. Here, the man-child is raptured to the throne of God, and before the 1,260 days, which is the time of the great tribulation of 3.5 years, 42 months, beginning from the sixth seal before the fifth trumpet. Roman numeral number 2. There was war in heaven. Revelation 12:7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels went to war with the dragon, and the dragon warred and his angels. Verse 8. And they did not prevail, neither was their place found any longer in heaven. 9. And the great dragon was cast down, the ancient serpent, he who is called the devil and Satan, he who deceives the whole inhabited earth, he was cast to the earth. A. Immediately after the man-child is raptured, Michael and his angels begin to war against Satan. 1. This indicates that the man-child, the stronger part of God's people, is always engaged in fighting God's enemy, Satan. 2. They have been fighting Satan continually on earth. 3. Heaven is waiting for them to arrive that a war may be waged to cast Satan out of heaven. 4. The Bible reveals the names of two angels, Michael and Gabriel. 5. Gabriel is a reporter bringing news to God's people, whereas Michael is a fighter contending for God's people. B. The dragon warred and his angels. Revelation 12b. These angels must be the fallen angels who follow Satan to rebel against God. C. Satan, the enemy of God, was judged by the Lord Jesus on the cross. John 12:31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out. 1. After that, the overcoming believers are needed for the carrying out of that judgment, for the executing of that sentence. 2. The war waged by the overcoming believers against Satan is actually the executing of the Lord's judgment upon him. 3. Eventually, through their fighting, he is cast out of heaven.
Roman numeral 3. Now has come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers has been cast down, who accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him, the devil, because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they loved not their soul life even unto death. A. They overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb. 1. Satan may accuse us, but we can answer that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from every sin. 1 John 1:7. The blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from every sin. 2. Any apparent condemnation that does not stop after we have confessed and applied the blood is not God's enlightenment, but Satan's accusation. 3. We must not only reject the accusations which are without cause, but we must also reject all the accusations which have cause. 4. When we commit sin, we do not glorify God, but when we do not trust the precious blood, we dishonor him all the more. 5. We must always apply the blood, telling the devil that although we are not perfect, we are under the precious blood. B. They overcame him because of the word of their testimony. 1. Testimony means to tell others what there is in Christ, and the word of testimony is something which must be spoken forth. 2. The overcomers must frequently proclaim the victory of Christ, testifying that the devil has been judged by the Lord. 1 John 3:8. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 3. Satan does not fear when we try to reason with him, but he does fear when we proclaim the spiritual facts of Christ's victory. Small a, that the name of Jesus is above every name is a spiritual fact, which we must declare in faith, not only to men, but also to Satan. Small b, we must proclaim to Satan and his demons that Jesus is Lord, that the Lord is victorious, and that Satan has been crushed under his feet. C. They loved not their soul life even unto death. 1. Due to Adam's fall, Satan joined himself to man's soul life, man's self. To overcome him, we must not love our soul life. Rather, we must hate it and deny it. Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Small a, Satan wants us to act in our own strength and move in ourselves with the power of our soul, our natural ability. Small b, natural ability is the ability which we originally had and which has never been dealt with by the operation of the cross. Small c, the failure of the charge is due to man's bringing in his natural ability. Small d, the purpose of the cross is to deal with our natural strength and ability, so that we will not dare to move by ourselves, as seen in the cases of Moses and Peter. Small e, we should have the attitude that we will not live by ourselves in any way. We will not value our own ability or have any self-confidence. 2. We must be self-sacrificing persons, a drink offering, allowing Christ as the heavenly wine to fill us and cause us to become wine to God. Small a, the drink offering typifies Christ as the one poured out as the real wine before God for his satisfaction. Small b, the Apostle Paul became a drink offering that was poured out upon the sacrifice and service of the saints' faith. Small c, The drink offering typifies not only Christ himself, but also Christ who saturates us with himself as the heavenly wine until he and we become one to be poured out for God's enjoyment and satisfaction and for God's building. Testimony, Revelation 12:10-11. And I heard a loud voice in heaven, saying, Now has come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers have been cast down, who accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of their testimony, and they loved not their soul life even unto death. Roman numeral 3b3. Satan does not fear when we try to reason with him, but he does fear when we proclaim the spiritual facts of Christ's victory. I often practiced applying the blood of the Lamb, but I rarely declare the word of testimony in my business life. As a result, although I thought I was simply talking to myself, I was unknowingly arguing and conversing with Satan. Every time I spoke with Satan, I felt an inner darkness growing within me. After going through this kind of experience many times, one day, by the Lord's mercy, I realized that thought, such as, if I don't follow my boss in working overtime and attending drinking parties like my non-Christian colleagues, and if I don't flatter him, I will lose my job, were actually Satan's deceptive strategies. From that point, I began to learn not to converse with Satan, but instead to declare words of testimony to him. Satan, get behind me. Your place is the cross, the abyss, and the lake of fire. Go back to where you belong. When I declared this in faith, to my surprise, Satan immediately retreated. At that moment, I realized that what I had assumed to be natural conclusions based on my workplace situation were not coming from myself, but were actually suggestions, threats, and anxieties from Satan. I came to see how much I had been deceived by Satan's schemes. According to Revelation 12:10-11, to overcome Satan, we need 1. The blood of the Lamb, 2. The word of our testimony, and 3. Not loving our soul life even unto death. I prayed and fellowshipped with the Lord. Lord Jesus, it is not enough for me to have only the blood of the Lamb and the word of testimony. I also need to deny my soul life. Otherwise, I will eventually be deceived by Satan and become his slave. Lord, have mercy on me. Do not let me live by relying on my natural life and ability. Through such prayers, I gradually began to learn how to fight the spiritual battle and started to overcome Satan.